Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
I like this. It's well-being retreats. Don't we all need some well-being retreats? I think we do. Women in agricultural communities are a foundation, part of the Red Ants Pants Foundation. I mean, gosh, you talk about what they're doing to bond in our ag communities, the Red Ants Pants Foundation. The festival is one thing. That's pretty bonding. But they have these agricultural well-being retreats. They've got a girls' leadership program as well. So we're talking about that today, kind of an ag focus, as Sarah Calhoun and Courtney Cowgill will join us from the Red Ants Pants Foundation today on Voices of Montana. Let's welcome our first two guests. We get to talk a ton about the challenges in agriculture, especially for women overall, but also these bonding opportunities and the good things that the Red Ants Pants Foundation is doing. First, we say hello to the foundation executive director, as well as the creator of Red Ants Pants. It's Sarah Calhoun. Good morning, Sarah. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for being on. You've been pretty busy, up at the Governor's Tourism Conference and now getting ready for this retreat. So, I appreciate the time. I really do. And we'll make the most of it here. Courtney Cowgill is also with us. She's a member of the board of directors there, a writer and a teacher and an entrepreneur. And as she says here, too, a recovering farmer. And she's not a baker, I guess. Courtney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us on.
Explaining that last comment there, you returned to Montana to get back on the family farm in 2008, and then you transitioned into this sort of value added, where you go farm to loaf, a sourdough bakery, the Blue Truck. It's called Blue Truck Bread. So let me ask.
Right.
Yeah, but you say here that you're not doing the baking. Was that by?
No, my husband. My husband is the baker. It's much too precise for me.
I love that. Hey, thanks for being here too. Sarah, let's just go right into this. Okay. I know the Red Ants Pants Foundation does a ton of things, and I want to talk about some of those programs, but the idea behind the Women in Agricultural Communities Well-Being Retreats, you got one upcoming here, the spring retreat, May 14th through the 16th. I understand there's still a place. Applications are still open for that. So that's good news. But talk about what this is and why it's important to you.
Yes, absolutely. So the idea for this program actually came from an initial grant from the Department of Ag, which we appreciated very much, to really tap into the offering programs for women in ag communities specifically who might need a little bit of time to reflect and restore and reclaim themselves in their work and in their world. As we know, there's a lot of isolation just being out in rural communities, and we're all pretty far apart across the state. So we really wanted to create a place and a space for women to come together and share their stories and see where they can connect and kind of do a little reflection inward as well.
Courtney, how important is that?
Oh, so important. You know, it's something that I knew personally going into this that was a gap, I guess, in the experience of women out here in rural Montana. So I live in Teton County, and I'm pretty isolated. And, you know, my husband and I spent 12 years farming, and isolation was a big part of it, and part of what I remembered growing up with my mom struggling with growing up on the farm. So it was definitely a necessary part. Gaining these rural communities with supporting the women who do so much in these communities, not just running farms and ranches, but also being the backbone of these small communities. One of the things that we learned, we did a rural needs assessment in 2023, and out of 30 surveys, deep surveys that we did, 21 of the respondents said that one of the things that they really needed was connecting to other leaders in a similar space and helping leverage some of what the foundation does best, I think, which is helping to connect people and make space for real conversations across all kinds of divides, geographical included, you know, because like, as you said, Tom, there's a lot of miles between light bulbs, right? Mm-hmm. So being able to bring people together, women particularly, who are doing so much for their businesses, for their farms, for their ranches, for their communities, for their families, and just giving them a space to just be for a bit and connect with others who are facing some of the same successes and challenges that they are.
And I want to talk about those successes and challenges moving forward, too. And Sarah Calhoun, Executive Director of Red Ants Pants Foundation. You can find out more at redantspantsfoundation.org. We'll talk about the festival as well. I'm looking for an excuse to broadcast there, by the way. So we'll got to get there. Hey, share your experience, if you would, growing up, and, you know, as Courtney did, and recognizing the importance of creating these bonds. And perhaps, you know, when you recognize that what the impact of the lack of those bonds were on your family or business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I grew up on a farm back in New England, similarly a very small community. Certainly our towns are closer together back there, but you know, being an ag is tough for many reasons. It's also wonderful, but it's, you know, financially it's difficult to make the ends meet. And it's a different set of challenges than other small business owners, for sure. And seeing that in both my family and my community back there. And then also just spending 20 years living in White Sulphur Springs here in Marr County in central Montana, where we're based. It's, you know, everyone is, there's these wonderful values of self-reliance and a strong work ethic, and we can take care of ourselves and get the job done. But it's also, that comes at a cost, for sure. And just having a place to come and, again, connect and realize you're not alone in your challenges and your successes, and having a place to share that has been really essential.
Yeah, and Courtney Kyle Gill, again, board of directors there, also with the UM Legislative News Service and the University of Montana School of Journalism. That legislative session winding down, Courtney. I know the anticipation of that as well. It's always a busy time, and we use your services here from the students, and it's very nicely done. So thank you for that.
Thanks for saying that.
That's an aside, but what do women experience at these retreats that can change their lives? You know, I kind of want to look at the historical perspective of, you know, as you talk about growing up and maybe there was this lack in our communities. What was the impact of that? And then what can the impact be of bonding and working together?
Oh, it's really tremendous. What we hear from the women who have gone through the program is that really, first and foremost, we spend a lot of time. I co-facilitate the program with a fantastic facilitator out of Bozeman. And what we do is we structure the days to be to have time for reflection and time for learning, but also time for connection, both with each other and with themselves. Personally, I know how difficult it is to carve out a little bit of time just to reflect on your work, reflect on what your mission is, and reflect on what your priorities are for the next growing season. And we've structured it so that these well-being retreats happen in the fall post-season for most producers and in the spring pre-season for most producers, so that we're filling that need not during the height of the season necessarily, but in those kind of liminal spaces in between seasons where women can really take a moment to restore themselves and reflect on either what's ahead or what just happened in the last season. And so the way that it's structured, it's a lot of personal work. And then it's also, my portion is writing. I'm a big proponent of storytelling in communities, in within ourselves and in within families, as a way to make meaning of what the storms that are outside and inside, it's a lot of writing and reflection, but it's also a lot of connecting and also learning skills and tools that help women deal with stress. Because one of the things that we're learning about rural communities is that often women are the ones who are in those communities. They are running the community bake sales. They are doing stuff with their church. They are doing stuff at their schools. They're doing stuff in the community, as well as running a farm or ranch, as well as balancing the demands of family. And what we find is that a lot of them are burning out. And when those women burn out and they're no longer able to do all those things in their community, the whole community suffers. And so we're trying to find ways to help them build tools, to build resilience, to, you know, to be able to go through those stresses not alone and come out the other side better for it. So it's a mix of reflection and also kind of pushing women to connect and also building some tools for stress and burnout and all of those things. Ellie Martin is the other facilitator, and she just has a fantastic list of exercises and tools that we work through with women to help with some of those things. And then what women tell us is that one of the biggest and best things that comes out of it is somewhat organic. It's just the opportunity to rest and reflect and connect with other people who know what you're going through. And the power of that is really immense.
Yeah. And I think I'm listening to you talk about that. You probably have a pretty good example of one of those women in agriculture on the phone with you right now, Sarah Calhoun, in terms of somebody who has taken on an awful lot in the community, but has also managed that real well. I mean, you got the foundation. It's helping in a lot of ways. I'm talking about Sarah Calhoun here, executive director of the Red Ants Pants Foundation. But you've got the Red Ants Pants company itself, started in 2006. Brilliant idea, business, making work pants for women in agriculture. And then also, the Girls Leadership Program. Sarah, how have you handled the stress? How have you, what do you say if somebody asks you, Sarah, how did you do it? What do you tell them?
That's a good question, Tom. it's a constant process, I would say, of learning how to manage time and stress and juggle all the balls and try not to drop too many at once. I think, I honestly, these kind of workshops that we put on, I learn from them every single time, and just being in the room with all different age groups and all different types of producers, or just people in, like, women in ag communities. They don't necessarily have to be producers to come to this Women in Ag retreat. Just making the time to slow down and reflect is a huge, huge asset to me with my own personal, attempts at managing stress. And so the skills they're invaluable, and I think everyone can learn something from them. And also just to be reminded that we should take some space to take care of ourselves, that especially as women, that tends to be the last thing we prioritize. So, living in a rural community is what actually fills my cup more, and just having the dirt roads and the open spaces and a slow pace here. So I absolutely love living in White Sulphur, and things slow down here a little bit more, that forces me to take it easy a little bit.
That's a good way to put it. These values and the living and the people you live with, they do fill your cup. The Red Ants Pants Foundation is sponsoring Women in Agricultural Communities Well-Being Retreats. That's upcoming here. I'll have Sarah Calhoun talk about that. She's executive director of that foundation, and also the Red Ants Pants Company, been around since 2006, and also this foundation, 2011. And then Sarah, when did you do the first festival?
Yeah, first festival was 2011, right when we started the foundation, kind of hand in hand. We are heading into our 14th year of our party in a cow pasture here in White Sulphur.
And you know what? Every year it gets better, don't you think?
Absolutely. And that's what we're really trying to focus on, is making it a better experience, not a bigger experience. We get lots of great feedback from folks talking about how it's not crowded, and it doesn't feel like you're pushing and shoving, and there's lots of space for everyone and very family friendly. Kids 12 and under are free. We really try to accommodate everyone in the door and really coming together to celebrate rural Montana.
$50 camping spots, too, for the whole weekend. That's pretty good.
Yes. Very affordable. Very affordable. And we try to do that intentionally to make sure everyone can come have a spot. And a whole weekend pass for 3 days of music is $195, which is quite notably cheaper than the rest of them out there. So
by 100%. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So thanks for that, too, because, you know, that we value that in Montana. And you know mm-hmm. that. So let's go into some of the logistics now about this women in agricultural communities well-being retreats. Mm-hmm. There's a cost, but you have a scholarship program and they're open for May 14th and 16th currently.
Yes. So we've got two courses we're taking registration for, May 14th through 16th. We have a couple spots left, and we intentionally keep this at a small group size, so about 10 participants and then two facilitators in the room, just to make it a really safe, intimate space. And then, so the cost is $250, and that's for 3 days and two nights here in White Sulphur Springs. And we do it at the historic Ringling Mansion, so it's a really cozy space to really do some quality reflection. And that $250 covers a couple meals. You do have to get lodging on your own, and there's lots of great hotels and Airbnbs in town. We do, however, have scholarships, so plenty of money available if that cost is prohibitive, and we don't want to have that at the door. So we welcome everybody. And again, the May dates are the 14th through the 16th, and we also have November course coming up this fall, the 12th through the 14th.
And just that they can sign up on the website, Red Ants Pants Foundation?
Yep, exactly. RedAntsPantsFoundation.org.
ORG. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I know that's upcoming here, too. So there's a door opening for you if you're listening to this and need this. And here's, let me ask Courtney Cowgirl this next question about somebody who might be listening to this and thinking, well, I don't know if I have time for it, or I don't know if I need this, or, well, I need this really, really seriously bad right now, but I'm too scared to go. Courtney, stop for this moment. Think of somebody that this retreat has helped, and a picture and a face comes to mind. Who is that person?
I had some ideas earlier, and then another one just jumped out at me, which mm-hmm. was our first session. We had a woman who felt like she really needed this. Her mother had just recently passed away, and she had been taking care of her. She worked in many ways in her community. I think she worked at the school and also the library. I might be making a composite character here, but mm-hmm. And then also, you know, helped out on the ranch. And she just didn't think she was going to be able to do this, but she decided to make a leap and do it. And when she arrived, she said she was quiet for the first few days, and you could kind of see her just processing. And then at the end, she just finally told us what had been going on in her life. And the other women just kind of rallied around her, and she just thanked everyone for just being there and allowing her to just be there in space with them, in community, and hear their stories and not feel so alone in some of her own struggles. And that's one of the beauties of the retreat, is that it's people from all across. I mean, you don't have, it's a come as you are sort of situation. Like Sarah said earlier, you don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be into any of this self-development stuff. You don't have to know the tools. You don't, you know, nothing. You just come as you are. And we get a wide variety of women, everybody from, you know, brand new young farmers who are starting a flower farm to women who have been running the family wheat and barley operation for 20 years to, you know, an extension agent who's been working in her community for the last 15 years. It really runs the gamut. And what we find is that these women have such different experiences and such different lives, but there's so many commonalities. And just the breathing space, that being around people who kind of understand some of your deepest stuff in being a rural woman can really be illuminating and inspiring and relaxing at the same time. We also have a tremendous amount of fun, and we eat really good food, and we take walks, and we laugh, and we listen to music and share with each other. We do a lot, and it's all very easy. And that's one, as one of the facilitators, that's what always gets me, you know. Oftentimes as a teacher, you end up, after being on for a little while, you end up being sort of exhausted. But this retreat is the kind of place where everybody, including the instructors, end up leaving filled up because of just the space that the things that happen when you create space for high powered women who know themselves and know each other and are able to connect on a really intimate level. So
I really love that come as you are approach, because I think people, and I don't mean to be sexist, but maybe women especially, they feel like, oh, I've got to have the, you know, the right attitude. I got to have the right clothes. I got to have the right time. You got to get everything ready for you to go and attend a retreat like this. But that's not the point of it. I think the point is to let that stuff go and then explore yourself. And hopefully there's a lot of, goodness that comes out of that. I'm going to shift gears. That's just my little 2 cents there. I do appreciate that. Come as you are. And I think that's an encouragement to people. The Girls Leadership Program. Sarah, I got a couple of minutes and we got to talk about this too, because this is another one of the things that you have done with the Red Ants Pants Foundation, you know, spreading that blessing around. What's it about?
Yeah, so this is our one of our biggest programs, and it is designed for junior year high school girls. So we accept 8 girls annually for like a 7-month program. So it's involved with 3 weekend-long retreats, and all these young gals are paired up with a young professional mentor to form this relationship throughout the year. We're really focusing on increasing hope for our youth, pride in our rural communities, and strength and courage in our collective leadership. And they practice all these skills they learn at the retreats back in their home communities, doing a community project that they get to design and then execute. And it is phenomenal to see the ripple effect from this program and what these gals are learning. It's pretty exciting to really look at internally again, what are our mind styles? How do we learn to use good assertive communication, and what are our limiting beliefs, and really connecting stuff that honestly should be on high school curriculum nationwide, but it's super impactful. And so that is our flagship program that is a year-long session that takes place in the Clyde Park area. And we just finished up last weekend from our 7th cohort. But next weekend, we're actually launching our first Girls Leadership East pilot in Miles City. So this is just a single weekend long for sophomore year girls that we're trying out to see how that goes. And we'll hopefully be doing more of these and kind of maybe even moving it around Eastern Montana a little bit more. So because we do realize the drive time can be somewhat prohibitive to get folks together.
Go to the website. The schedule's on there for that program as well as the retreat at Red Ants Pants Foundation. Sarah Calhoun, Courtney Calgill, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.